百困的知音服务源于聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2020年11月27日，星期五。我们今天非常非常荣幸的邀请到了我们敬爱的咖啡川城马拉，为我们继续讲述今天的博家饭歌的早课。马上就来啊！我们今天要读的诗节是第12章的第17诗节。
Jai Radha Madhava Kunjani Hari Jai Radha Madhava
Maharaj, we cannot hear you.
Kopi jana palava giribharadhava Yashoda nandana praja jana ranjana Yashoda nandana praja jana ranjana Yamuna tira Bhunacha Yamunajira Bhunacha Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadhava Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadhava Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabihari Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadhava Gopi Jana Balava Giribharadhava Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanacha So can you tell me the verse exactly?
Verse number 17 of chapter 12.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, verse number 17.
博迦梵歌, 第12章第17诗节.
This chapter is called Bhakti Yoga, devotional service.
这章呢, 被称为叫 Bhakti Yoga, 奉爱服务.
So it's, you know, that's our whole mission. That's the whole subject of the Bhagavad Gita. In many places, it's a little bit covered over to attract people to other kinds of yoga. But in this chapter, it's very forward all the way through. Starts out, you know, June.
奉干瑜伽呢，实际上是我们整部国家放歌的主旨。 但是呢，其他的章节里面呢，它可能会被一些其他的话题给覆盟，然后让我们可能被一些其他的瑜伽的形式所吸引。但是在这一章第十二章里面呢，却是直指主题奉干瑜伽的。So I know that,
you know, Arjuna asking, you know, what's better, and Krishna tells him very clearly.
因为呢
so much.
因为Arjuna向Krishna询问了到底哪一种最好，那么Krishna就直言地向他解释了，给他的这些建议。Yeah,
Krishna gives very merciful guidance how we can gradually come up, you know.
那么Krishna他非常仁慈地给了我们这样的指导，告诉我们如何能够一点点地达到这一点。
So, chapter numbers, these verses are the, you know, Krishna is telling us what kind of devotees he likes. He likes everybody, what really pleases him.
那在这一世界里面呢，Krishna就告诉了Arjuna，到底是什么样的人会非常的取悦他，这个人是应该什么样子的。
So we'll do the synonyms first of chapter number 17.
那我们现在读第十七世界。Ya. Ya. One who. 什么什么的人。什么什么的人。Na. Na. Never. 永不. Rich. Rich pleasure. 喜悦。Never. Na. 永不.
Sochati, laments.
Sochati, 哀伤.
Na, never.
Na, 永不.
Kankshati, desires.
Kankshati, 欲望.
Shubha, of auspicious, of the auspicious.
Shubha, 吉祥的.
Ashubha and the auspicious.
Ashubha 和不吉祥的.
Parityagi, renouncer.
Parityagi, 弃绝者.
Bhaktiman, devotee.
Bhaktiman, 奉献者.
Ya, one who.
Ya, 什么什么的人.
Sa, he is.
Sa, 他是.
Me, unto me.
Me, 对我.
Priya, dear.
Priya, 很亲切.
Yona, rishati, na, dvesti, na, sochati, na, kankshati, shubha, shubha, parityagi, bhakti, mam, ya, same, priya. Yona rishati na dvesti sochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti manya sarne priyaha. Yona rishati na dvesti na sochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti manya sarne priyaha. Yona rishati na dvesti na sochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti man ya same priya. All right, you want to read it?
Yeah. Yona rishati na dvesti na sochati na kankshati shubha shubha parityagi bhakti man yaksami priyaha.
Very good. Okay. One who neither rejoices nor grieves, who neither laments nor desires, and who renounces both auspicious and inauspicious things, such a devotee is very dear to me.
译文：我极喜爱这样的奉献者，他不喜、不悲、无怨、无欲、无怨无欲，放弃一切吉祥或不吉祥的事儿。
Purport: A pure devotee is neither happy nor distressed over material gain and loss, nor is he very much anxious to get a son or disciple, nor is he distressed by not getting them.
要纯、纯粹的奉献者不会为物质得失而感到喜爱或烦恼，他不会非常渴望得到一个儿子或门徒，也不会因为得不到而烦恼。
If he loses anything which is very dear to him, he does not lament. Similarly, if he does not get what he wants, he's not distressed.
他如果失去了他十分喜爱的任何人或物，他不会悲伤。同样，他如果得不到他想得到的，也不会烦恼。
He is transcendental in the face of all kinds of inauspicious and sinful activities. He is prepared to accept all kinds of risk for the satisfaction of the Supreme Lord. Nothing is an impediment in the discharge of his devotional service. Such a devotee is dear to Krishna.
他超然地面对一切吉祥、不吉祥的罪恶的活动，他愿意为满足至尊主而冒尽风险。没有什么能够妨碍他做奉爱服务。Krishna 非常喜欢这样的奉献者。
Om Agyana Timiranda Syagyananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Litanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuttapada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shri Shri Rupam Sadhijatam Sahag Ravana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadhitam Sabadutam Palijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shri Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desatarane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Iti Namane Namo Varshavana Videvi Jayitaya Kripapyaya Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Dayane Prabhavaye Namah Madhu Jojo Premaja Shivapanuga Bhaktida Shivora Karuna Shakti Rupi Vigrahaya Namoste Namaste Gauravani Pracha Namaste Gauravani Shimurtaye Dinatarane Rupa Nuga Viruda Appa Siddhanta Twanta Arane Namo Gorkishodaya Satchitvairagya Murtaye Dipralamba Rasambode Padambujaya Te Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchitvananda Namane Shigora Karuna Shakti Rupa Nuga Varayate Gora Virbhave Bhume Swamir Desta Sajana Priya Vaishnava Sarvabhoma Jagannathaya Te Namaha Vansha Kalpa Truvishcha Kripa Sindhu Vyevita Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namaha Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Tushe Namaha Hey Krishna, Karuna, Bhaktina, Vandam, Jagatate, Gopesha, Gopika, Kanta, Radha, Kanta, Namostate, Tapta, Kanchana, Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavani Shri Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudevi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Rama. This verse is kind of like a condensation of things that are throughout Bhagavad Gita basic instructions.
这节诗呢，就好像是在《博伽梵歌》里面整部的最基本的教导的一个缩影。
There's other place says like equal in happiness and distress. So the verse say he doesn't grieve or rejoice.
那在别的地方呢？那在别的地方呢？也都提到了在，在任何的物质的状态下呢，要不喜不悲。要也就不会有任何的不喜不悲。
Because those, and these are like just definition of Vaikuntha, the mentality of Vaikuntha.
Sorry, Maharaj, this is a.
This is like a definition of the mentality in Vaikuntha.
这个好像是。这好像是对于百昆塔知觉的一种定义的描述。
One who neither laments nor desires the Sochitina Kanchati.
那么一个人呢，他不会悲伤，他也不会有任何的欲求。
Because that creates anxiety. All this type of thinking just makes anxiety.
因为这样的想法这样的心态它就会让人变得焦虑。
But the majority of people are crying and lamenting over things they don't have or things they lost, things they want.
但是大部分的人呢都会为他没有的东西或者他失去的这个东西而哭泣而悲伤。
In getting all happy if something goes nice for them,And getting really angry and distressed if things don't go the way they want it.
那么当这个事情在他身上发生的很顺的时候呢，他就会变得很开心。那么当这个事情不顺的时候，他得不到他想要得到的东西的时候，他就变得很愤怒。
And when it says renounces both auspicious and inauspicious, that means materially so-called beneficial things, materially so-called bad things, not.When we say auspicious, it also can refer to spiritually nice things happening. An auspicious day, you know, Janmashtami or the appearance day or disappearance of the great devotee. This auspicious, but that's spiritually auspicious.
那这里面所说的气绝呢？气绝，吉祥的事情以及不吉祥的这个事情。那么这里面所说的这个吉祥和不吉祥，是从物质的角度来谈的。但是我们从灵性的角度上来说呢，其实也是有吉祥这一说法的。比如说，我们有非常吉祥的日子，像Janmashtami日啊，这都是很吉祥的。
So we need to work on this, you know, watch our consciousness.
所以说呢，我们必须要努力的去做到这一点，去调整，去关注我们的知觉。
So one way is to study the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Narottam Das Thakur.
其中一种方式呢，就是去学习学了 Narottam Das Thakur， 还有学了 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 所写的祷文的歌曲。
They're lamenting and hankering, but spiritually, so they're teaching us.
他们是在悲伤着，他们也在。渴求着，但是呢，他们所悲伤和渴求的是灵性的事物，所以他们是在这样的方式在教导着我们。
That you know, I've wasted my life. I haven't served Krishna.
比如说，他们会说我浪费。比如说，他会说呢，我浪费了我的生命，我没有想要服务 Krishna 的愿望，我也没有好好的服务 Krishna。
forgotten Krishna.
我忘记了 Krishna.
You know, everything. So that's transcendental lamentation and hankering, which is purifying.
那这样的悲伤以及这样的渴求呢，是超然的悲伤和渴求，那它是具有净化力的。
Material hankering and lamenting is just a waste of time. It just creates anxiety. In the spiritual world, there's no anxiety. That's what Vaikuntha means. No anxiety.
但是呢，这个物质的悲伤和渴求呢，这只是在浪费时间。它只是会让我们变得更加的焦虑。但是在灵性世界是没有焦虑的。Vaikuntha是无忧的。
So.Prabhupada is talking to pure devotee. He's not even anxious to get a son or a disciple, but he's not distressed if he doesn't get it, and if he gets it, he's happy spiritually. Thanks, Krishna.
所以说，帕帕在这里面就告诉我们说，一个奉献者，他是不会因为物质的得失而感到开心的，就是而感到这个开心或者悲伤的。而且呢，他也不会渴求着去得到门徒。但如果他得到门徒了呢，他也会很开心，他觉得这是 Krishna 的仁慈。
And if he loses something that's very valuable, he doesn't cry about it.
那如果他要是失去了一些很珍贵的东西，他也不会为这件事情而哭泣。
So, like Prabhupada is a perfect example of that.
那比如说释迦牟尼佛他就是这一点的完美的范例。
He was started in business, it was going very big, looked like he was going to become very, very rich.
释迦牟尼佛他有很好的生意，而且这生意呢也越做越大，看起来呢他好像要变得非常非常的富有了。
And he was even thinking, you know, my god brothers, they're begging, but...I will get money, then I'll use it for Krishna. You know, it seemed like a good motive.
然后呢，他还在想着，就是我的神兄弟们是需要钱的。那如果我要是有了钱呢，我就会用来服务 Krishna. 这看起来呢是很好的动机的。
But then the business just fell apart. You know, everything was being lost.
但是呢，慢慢的，他这个生意呢就越做越衰败。然后好像就所有的就他这个生意变得赚不来钱了。
And Prabhupada just remembered the Bhagavatam sloka that said, Krishna said, when I especially favor someone, I take away his material life.
说爸爸就想起了圣典不加瓦坛里面的诗句 ,Krishna 说如果我要是喜欢某个人的话我就会拿走他的物质生活中的财富。
That's what Yudhisthira, Krishna told Yudhisthira.
这是 Krishna 对 Yudhisthira 王所说的。
Yudhisthira was the emperor of the world and all of a sudden he had nothing.
Yudhisthira 王他是世界之主，世界的大帝，但突然之间呢，他失去了一切。
So he wasn't complaining, but he was asking Krishna, why did this happen?You know, I was a good king, I did everything nice, I never sinned. You know, why did this happen to me?
他虽然没有抱怨，但是呢，他在向 Krishna 询问，就是这一切到底为什么会这么发生呢？那我是做了挺好的事儿，而且呢，我也是一个好的国王，但为什么这些事情会发生在我的身上呢？
Krishna told him that when I favor someone, I take away.So Yudhisthira just took advantage of the situation.
那么 Krishna 就对他说，如果我要是喜欢某一个人的话呢，我就会把他东西都拿走。那么所以呢， Yudhisthira 王他就很好的利用了这个机会。
Even though they didn't have a kingdom and they had to live in the forest, he did special tapasya and yagyas all the time.
那虽然说他没有自己的王国，而且他也要被流放到森林里面，但是呢，他始终都在进行着特别的 tapasya 特别的苦行以及特别的祭祀。
And then he sent Arjuna to do special tapasya so that he could go to the heavenly planets and learn more weapons.
而且呢，他还派尔朱呢去经历了特别的塔帕夏，这样的话呢，尔朱呢他才得以去到天堂，并且去研习各种各样不同的天堂的武器的技艺。
So Arjuna, the great tapasya, was able to go to the heavenly planets. His father is Lord Indra. Then he got the weapons of all the demigods. Very powerful weapons.
那么，尔朱呢，经历了特别的塔帕夏苦行之后呢，他就得以去到天堂，见到他的父亲天帝 Indra， 以及呢，能够有机会得到了在天堂的各种各样的武器。
He also learned the art of singing and dancing from the king of the Gandharvas and became the best musician in the world.
而且呢，他还从 Gandharva 王在世界中的最棒的音乐家那里学到了歌舞的技艺。
So this about spiritual lamentation, Prabhupada said his favorite bhajan is by Narottam Das, Hari Hari Vipale.It's Prabhupada's favorite bhajan.
那这刚才这是Guru Maharaj 他念的这首歌呢，是由Srila Narottam Das Thakur 所写的一首bhajan，是一首关于悲叹的歌曲。那这是Srila Prabhupada很喜欢的一首bhajan。
So we'll go over it and get some idea of the, you know, Prabhupada's super elevated consciousness.
那我们现在呢，来看一下这个八阵，来看看舍帕帕他的非常的崇高的知觉。
Because we, you know, we trick Maya tricks us, and we think, "Oh, I'm a good devotee. I'm doing so many nice things."
因为 Maya 呢，其实总是在捉弄着我们，使我们觉得我们是非常好的奉献者。你看，我做了这么多的服务。
So the song goes, Hari Hari Vipale Janamai Goainu Manusya Janama Paya Radha Krishna Bhajiya Janiya Shuniya Kana Goainu Upai Janiya Shuniya Bisha Kainu. So it says, O Lord Hari, I've spent my life uselessly.
Oh, 主 Hari, 我无用地度过着我的生命。
Having gotten this rare human birth, I haven't worshipped Radha and Krishna.
我得到了这罕见的人类的降生，但是我却没有用来崇拜 Radha 和 Krishna.
So, then he says, I've knowingly drunk poison.
然后他又接着说，我明知道是毒药，我还喝了下去。
Then he says, the treasure of divine love in Goloka has come. This is a very famous line. Everybody knows, right? Goloka, Goloka, the prima donna, Hari Nama Sankirtan. The treasure of divine love of Goloka has come in the Sankirtan.
然后他又唱到了关于Goloka的Goloka的珍贵的神性之爱通过圣名以 Sankirtan 的形式降临于我们。这是一句非常著名的诗句。
Why I'm not attracted to that?
那为什么我不被其所吸引呢？
My heart's burning in the fire of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it.
我的内心在这世俗的世界中灼烧，但是我却没有办法去理解它的真意。
Rajendranandanaje Sachi Suno Hoilose Balaram Hoilonita Dinahina JatachiloHari Name Udarila Tara Sakshi Jagai Madhai Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Raja, became the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nitai.
Raja 之王的儿子主 Krishna 成为了 Sachi 的儿子 Nitai. Sorry, 就成为了这个 Sachi 的儿子 Chaitanya, Balaram 成为了 Nitai.
The holy name delivered all the souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madai, are proof of that.
圣名解救了所有这些低劣 的灵魂、解救了、大罪人 Jagai 和 Madai.
Mahaprabhu Nanda Sutta, Vishabhanu Sutta Jutta, Koruna Korohebe Bahano.Narottama dasi koi, nate lilo, rangi pai, toma bine ke ache toma, amar. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me.
O Nanda 王的儿子 Krishna, 与 Vrishabhanu 王的女儿一起前来，请你们对我仁慈。
Narottam says, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet.
Narottam Das Thakur 说请你不要把我从你、粉嫩的莲花足旁推开。
Who is my beloved except for you?
除了您之外还有谁是我的挚爱呢
So Prabhupada said,At least one time he said this is his favorite. He sang many bhajans, but he told Yamuna Devi that this is his favorite.
Srila Prabhupada 至少有一次对 Yamuna Devi 说这是他最钟爱的一首 bhajan 之一。那当然 Srila Prabhupada 他吟诵了很多 bhajan.
So it's important for us to read these things and, you know, associate with these pure devotees so we can...get the desire to try to be like them.
所以说呢对于我们来说是非常重要的去阅读这些八卷中的内容以及呢以这样的方式去和所有这些纯粹的奉献者联谊从而使我们也得到了想要成为他们那样的愿望。
And our false ego can, you know, get smashed.
这样就可以使我们的假我能够被打碎。
So it says that a devotee is not, he's transcendental in the face of auspicious or inauspicious. And
so, so, this 奉献者呢他就会、超越于一切的吉祥和不吉祥的事情、他也会超越于罪恶的事情。
All kinds of risks to satisfy the Supreme Lord.
而且呢他也会、冒一切的风险去让至尊主满意。
Some devotees go to places where there's wars going on or something, but it's always a risk. You become a devotee, the people will turn against you, your family won't like it, you know, different things. But devotees don't care, they just want to please Krishna.
那有的奉献者呢甚至又会去到有战争爆发的地方但是呢其实奉献者他随时都会遇到的是危险风险比如说当他成为了奉献者之后呢他的家人呢朋友啊就会反对他但是作为一个奉献者他其实对于这些情况他都会不在乎他只在乎的是要让至尊主满意
They know that when Krishna is pleased everyone is.
因为他们知道只要 Krishna 开心了其他人都能开心因为 Krishna 在众人的心中。
So nothing will stop his service, you know, try to serve Krishna no matter what.
所以呢他呢是会在任何情况下都要努力的去服务 Krishna, 没有任何一件事情会停止他对 Krishna 的服务。
And Prabhupada showed us that he didn't have an easy life, you know, since he really tried to dedicate for preaching,He didn't have a place to stay. Nobody was really supporting him. He had to try so hard to get to the mountain.
菲勒帕帕其实也向我们展示了这一点，他的生活其实并不是那么一帆风顺的，特别是当他完全要致力于传播奎什纳知觉的时候呢，他是没有人帮他的，而且他也是没有地方住的，他很多事情他都得是自己一个人是需要去完成，但是无论怎样他都在努力着。
But nothing could stop him. He just kept trying to please his guru.
但是没有任何一件事情是能够让他止步，他要做的事情只是要去取悦他的 guru Maharaj.
And, you know, it was, he was, whether he was getting big results or not, didn't matter. But, he just kept working and he did get big results.
就是无论这件事情能不能做大或者是能不能有效他都无所谓，他只是不断的继续的去做就好了，但他后来的确是做得越来越好越来越大。
So let's see if there's something else. That person is very dear to Krishna. So we want to study people like that and associate them by reading their songs and reading Prabhupada's books, and thenThese qualities are natural for the soul, and they will come.
所以呢，这样的人呢是非常被 Krishna 所爱的。那么我们就希望能够像这样的人得到他们的涟漪，通过读他们所写的诗，然后通过阅读 Shrapapa 所这个撰写的这个书籍来了解他们。那么。因为这些性格就这些品性都是在人的内心中本来就有的，所以通过不断这样的涟漪呢，使得我们内心中也能够培养出这样的品质。
So I just got this, you can't see, but it's a very beautiful book, and it's called The Bond of Love. It's about the Madhijis who joined Prabhupada's movement, Prabhupada's disciples.
What love?Sorry, I didn't hear the full name of...
A Bond of Love Connection.
A Bond of Love. A bond, oh, okay, okay, okay.
A bond, sure, bond, like, who's again? Connect.
B-O-N-D or A-B?
B-O-N-D. Bondo. Bond means, like, glue, you know? Connection. Tied together.
Yeah. Love. Yeah.那马尔说呢，他刚刚看到一本书，这本书呢是舍拉帕帕的门徒们的对舍哈瓦的爱。那么这本书的名字呢被称为叫《爱的连接》。
So Malati Devadasi, she started this and she got 360 or something different Madhijis to write their experience with Prabhupada.
哦，这本书呢，全部都是舍尔帕帕的女弟子玛塔吉们表达的对舍尔帕帕，就舍尔帕帕对他们的爱。那这个书呢，是由玛拉提玛拉吉所发起的，他召集了300多位女奉献者，都是舍尔帕帕的门徒，在这书中来表达舍尔帕帕的爱。
So we get, since we have mostly Madhijis in China, I thought I'd read a few of them.
因为咱们在中国的奉献者呢有很多都是 Mataji， 所以呢我现在决定呢要给大家要为你们读几段这书中的话。
I find it very enlivening actually.
事实上呢我觉得这本书呢它是非常的激励人的。
Okay, so this one is a Mataji named Chittamrita.
Tita Marita Mataji 所写的，他是在70年代的时候加入的。
He says, "I was spending weekends at the temple and going to Sunday feasts. Then my devotees told me Prabhupada was coming."
然后呢，我呢是在星期日的时候。在庙里度过，并且呢，荣耀在庙里的周日大餐。然后奉献者告诉我，说帕帕要来了。
Everyone is excited and cleaning and decorating.
那所有的人都非常的兴奋，都把自己打扮得干干净净的，而且把到处都装饰一新。
And when Prabhupada came, he spoke basic philosophy. We're not their body and we can't enjoy without Krishna. His peacefulness and happiness with Krishna was unique. I'd never seen anyone like him.
当释迦牟尼佛来了以后呢，他给我们简单，他给我们讲述的是非常基础的哲学，告诉我们，我们不是这具躯体，我们没有 Krishna 的情况下是不可能享受生活的。那么 Krishna， 释迦牟尼佛他表现出来的对 Krishna 的爱是非常的独特的，而且是非常自然的。
Over the years, whatever temple I was in, Brooklyn, Dallas, or LA, Prabhupada would come and give us association this summer.
那在这些年里面，我无论到哪些庙里面，Brooklyn 的庙还是达拉斯的庙，那么释迦牟尼佛呢都会在夏天的时候和我们一起联谊。
I was shy and I was worried how I'd feel when Prabhupada saw me. But when he did look at me, I realized he wasn't looking at the body, he looked at the spirit soul, and I felt very happy.
那我当时呢很焦虑，我也很害羞，因为我不知道释迦牟尼佛看见我的时候是怎样的。但是当释迦牟尼佛他真的看着我的时候呢，我能够感受到他看到的我的并不是我的这具躯体，而是看到的我的灵魂。当他看到我的时候呢，我感到很开心。
Once when Prabhupada arrived at one temple, he was going to speak in his room, and the room was crowded with sannyasis and other men.
那有一次呢，释迦牟尼佛来到庙里，他要在他的房间里讲话。那么当时呢，在房间里面挤满了sannyasi们，还有其他的prabhu们。
And Prabhupada noticed the women were trying to get in the back door. He said, "Let the ladies come in front." Some of the men moved out of the way so we could sit near Prabhupada.
释迦牟尼佛他注意到有一些mataji们呢是想要从门就在后面站着，想挤进来。然后说爸爸就说让姑娘们到前面来，所以这样我们就从另一边进来，然后可以坐的离说爸爸就能够坐在说爸爸的旁边。
Prabhupada did things like that many times. He was showing us many things they forgot about that.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear the last part. The voice is not clear.
Many devotees still don't practice, but Prabhupada many times did like that. Said, let the ladies come forward, things like that.
Okay. 那么其实当时呢，当时还有很多的奉献者并没有开始修习，但是有很多次说爸爸都会很仁慈的对待 Mataji 们，然后请这些姑娘们能够坐到前面，离他稍微近一些。
Prejudice about what kind of body someone has.
所以说，爸爸他从来都不会对躯体有偏见。
So then, in November 1970, when I heard that Prabhupada had passed away, I sat down where I was and tried to absorb it. I wondered how everything would work without him. Now the test would be really beginning. This was frightening. And this girl's a big thinker.
1977年10月份，当我听说释迦牟尼佛隐寂的时候，我当时惊住了，坐在那里思索着。那我知道，如果要是没有释迦牟尼佛的话，我们的生活是没有办法继续下去的。可是现在呢，是我们要真正的面对考验的时候了。
As the year is gone, I sometimes feel that today's ISKCON is not the one I joined, but we've worked through a lot of things.
那么经过很多年之后呢，我就在想，现在的这个 ISKCON 已经不是我们刚刚加入时的 ISKCON 的那个样子。那经过这么多年，我们是经历了很多的。
Of course, nothing ever stays exactly the same. We're all growing and changing.
那当然并不是所有的事情它总是会原本原样的滞留在那里。我们所有的人都在变化，都在成长。
Like when I joined, every devotee was living in the temple.
比如说当我在加入的时候呢，所有的奉献者都是住在庙里。
And
Marjorie,
there may be a few householders lived out. Maybe a few householders lived outside, but they lived very close to the temple.
那也许可能有一些居士他们是住在庙外，但是呢他们离庙他们的居住地方离庙是很近的。
But now almost everybody lives outside. Everybody's a congregational member.
但是呢现在基本上所有人都是住在庙外面，所有人都只不过是我们这团体的成员。
So that's different now, you know. And in the beginning time, there were no old people. Everybody was young.
对呢，这就是区别。而且在最开始的时候呢，根本就没有老年人，所有人都是年轻人。
In the very beginning, many joined. They were 16 years old. Just moved in the country.
在最开始的时候呢，有很多的奉献者加入的时候呢，都才只有16岁，所以他们就搬到庙里了。
And now they're old and they have grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
那现在呢，这些人全部都老了已经，而且呢，他们已经有了孙子、孙辈的孩子，甚至于有了曾孙辈的孩子。
But it's simultaneously different and not different. We're still chanting the Maha Mantra. We're still having Bhagavatam class every day. We're still just, you know, doing the same thing.
但是呢，但同时呢，又没有发生变化。就是我们现在依然还在每天念诵，我们每天呢也依然在聆听圣典波达瓦坛的讲课，在阅读圣典波达瓦坛，而且每天呢也都在荣耀普沙丹。
So I feel connected to Prabhupada by reading his books and chanting my rounds. Chanting and following the regulative principles is a promise I made to Prabhupada. I know some devotees struggle to keep their initiation vows.They have found other ways to keep their connection with Prabhupada.
所以我觉得，当我在阅读这些书籍的时候，我就和还有就是在念诵的时候呢，是和 Shri Prabhupada 在取得了连接。那我是觉得是通过遵守这些规范原则，遵守着我的誓言，就是和 Shri Prabhupada 在连接。那我知道有一些奉献者对于遵守这个誓言、遵守规范原则实际上是很挣扎的，但是呢，他们也有其他的一些方式。保持着他们和舒尔帕帕之间的连接。
They might be giving service and feeling devotion through that service. And they show their love for Prabhupada. I don't think I'm better than them, but for me, keeping the vows is my minimum way of staying connected. I'm very fallen and have not been able to remain so enthusiastic about preaching.
那么有些人呢？他可能是通过服务，然后呢，通过对这一份服务的奉爱之情来感受着他和舒拉帕帕之间的连接。那我并没有说我比他们要强，但是我觉得呢，我能够去信守我的规范原则，这是我的最低限度。那么这个是让我和舒拉帕帕连接的这种方式，而且呢，也通过这样的方式使我能够得到去传教的力量。
I'm always conscious of the things I do, weighing them based on what would please Prabhupada and what would not.
所以我们总是要非常的有意识的去想着我们做的这个事情哪些是能够取悦舒拉帕帕的，哪些是不能够取悦舒拉帕帕的。
You know, like trying to please Krishna, it seems very remote, but trying to please the guru, you know, we can think of that much more easily.
那么我们想要去取悦 Sri Krishna 好像是很遥远的一件事情，但是呢如果我们要是想着去取悦我们的 Guru Maharaj 呢，这好像是更加近一些而且也更加容易的。
By keeping basic promise and reading his books, I have access to Prabhupada. It's a wonderful feeling to have one person you completely trust.
那么通过这个有规律的去阅读释迦牟尼佛的这个书籍，使我被吸引着能够和他连接，而且呢，这也是让我感觉到至少有一个人能够让我有这么深的信任。
Want to hear another one?
我们想听，再想听一段吗 ？Yes, Maharaj.
Ivan Mukti Devi Dasi.
Sorry, what is her name?
Jivan Mukta.
Okay, 我们现在刚才是刚才那位 Maharaj 的这个讲述啊，现在是听的是 Jivan Mukta Mataji Jivan Mukta Mataji 的。讲述。
Her husband was helping the Brooklyn Temple.
她的丈夫是在庙里面来协助这项运动。
Prabhupada wanted the building in New York, and when he saw this 55th Street building, he was very happy.
那时候，爸爸希望能够在纽约有一座建筑。那么如果要是舒拉帕帕看到了在纽约的这座古老的建筑的话呢，他肯定会很开心。
To see Prabhupada was the perfection of eyesight. The cookie he gave out after Bhagavatam class was the perfection of mercy. To hear from Prabhupada is the perfection of hearing. To see him is the perfection of seeing.
那么就是去聆听 Srila Prabhupada 的话语是一种完美的聆听，看到 Srila Prabhupada 是完美的见到，而且呢去荣耀 Srila Prabhupada 所给予的 Prasadam 这个 Prasadam 饼干也是很完美的。
In the summer, I was pulling Subhadra's cart when Prabhupada joined the Ratha Yatra.
在夏天的时候呢，说爸爸他加入了 Ratha， 就是 Ratha Yatra 弹车节。
Can't tell you how wonderful it was. It was the first Ratha Yatra in New York. Thousands of people were joining.
我没有办法向你描述在纽约的这第一次弹车节是多么的奇妙，有成千上万的人加入了进来。
Prabhupada gave a lecture in the park, and then the devotees served prasadam. When Prabhupada was leaving, I was very close to him, and he was blessing everyone.
说爸爸在公园里讲了课，讲课之后呢，奉献者为大家派了 prasadam。那么在说爸爸离开的时候呢，他向所有的人祝福。
Later, I went to Bhaktivedanta Manor. I loved the Sankirtan women, and I would think they are the best. I was serving them, washing their clothes. And one day, someone said, "Go out and distribute." And I went.
那有一天呢，我就去了 Bhaktivedanta Manor， 然后我喜欢看着这些 Sankirtan 的奉献者们。So this lady, she saying that she liked to see the Sankirtan devotees, and then
she liked to serve them. She thought they're the best devotees, so she was serving them, washing their clothes and everything.
Okay.OK， 那就是这位 Manji 呢，他非常的喜欢来服务所有的这些 Sankirtan 的奉献者们，为他们洗衣服啊什么的。然后有一次呢，他被邀请加入到他们，所以呢，他就跟着他们一起去了。
So, I was distributing books in Amsterdam in the airport, Sankirtan Party of Malati in Denmark, Paris airports.
我在阿姆斯特丹的机场里派书，我是加入了 Malati 的派书的这个团队。后来呢，我还去丹麦派书，丹麦的机场派书。
Oh, one day someone said, Bhakti and Julia, you're going to get initiated this summer.
然后有一天呢，有人就对我说 Bhakti and Julia, 你在今年夏天的时候呢，会得到启迪。
But it happened. She was thinking, it can't be, I'm not ready, but she got initiated.
She, 但是呢发生了什么呢？他并没有做好准备，难道他是得到了启迪吗？
One day I came back to the temple and heard it brought but it left this world. That was confusing. I couldn't understand what's happening.
那有一天呢，我回到庙里，然后我听说呢，虚鸾爸爸离开了这个世界，这让我感到非常的困惑，我不知道发生了什么。
Okay, so just get some idea about how Prabhupada influenced so many devotees joined just by seeing him. They joined very quickly in those days. Just move in the temple. Sometimes the first day they came, devotees would join.
那我们在这里面呢，就有一点感受，舒拉帕帕他影响了多少人。那么在当时呢，就是因为见到了舒拉帕帕，他们就加入了进来。大家是在很快的这种速度上就加入了。他第一天看到了舒拉帕帕，然后呢立刻就加入，然后呢就住进了庙里。
So do we have questions now?
Yes, we have many questions. Actually, we also have some left questions from last week.
What's that? I'm sorry, there was a big... Some crazy people have these really loud motorcycles. And they go by right when you're talking, and I can't hear it.
Okay, I will say it again. Mara 说他们这个刚才有疯狂的摩托车手从他的窗户边经过，所以他没有听见我说话。I said that there are many questions here, many questions from this week, and also have some left questions from last week.
Okay, start with last week.
Yeah, 我们现在因为上一周还有一些问题，所以我们先开始请 Mara 去解答上一周的问题啊。第一个问题呢是从Ratnamala Mataji 问的问题，顶拜 Guru， 我们时刻都想着做服务。服务 Krishna 是不是就是无论接触到的人和事是好是坏，既然成为了 Krishna 的奉献者，就要接纳一切呢？去演戏般的做服务，即使不想服务也要去做，这就是臣服吗？感恩 Guru 的解答。 She's asking, firstly, please accept my humble obeisances to you. We are always absorbed in rendering service.And whatever we encounter, doesn't matter positive or negative things, we just consider all of this are the arrangement from Lord Krishna. So we just go ahead to do the service in front of us. Even sometimes we don't want to do the service, we just do it. We just like playing a show. Is this considered as a surrender? Thank you very much.
Yeah, the devotee just told me how there's a story. That one time in Bombay, during a very difficult time, one devotee wasn't dancing.
Wasn't dancing, right? One devotee wasn't dancing.
Was not dancing.
Okay, 那我最近呢，刚刚听到了一个奉献者给我讲的一个故事，就是在孟买，当时呢，经历了很多的挫折。那么当时呢，有位奉献者他没有跳舞。
And Prabhupada said, "Why aren't you dancing?"
那么舒拉帕帕就问他，你为什么不跳舞呀
？And he said, "There's so much trouble from this. I don't feel like dancing."
然后这位奉献者就说："说我这么多麻烦事儿，我不想跳舞。"
So probably said, "Well, dance anyway, and then you'll feel like it. It will create happiness."
然后舍帕帕说呢："无论怎么样，你都跳舞。那么当你在跳舞的时候呢，你就会发现你越来越想跳，而且呢，你就会创造出快乐。"So next question, or you're going to say more about this?
Yeah. No, next question. That's just, you know, we don't always feel, just like you go to your job, you don't always want to go to work, but you need the money, so you go to work. So we don't maybe feel like cleaning the bathroom or something, but...You know, because it has to be done, and we get benefit. Krishna will be happy. We do it. Then we make advance.
比如说我们并不是老想去上班，但是呢，我们需要钱，所以呢，我们无论想不想上班，我们都得去上班。那又比如说，我们这厕所不想老打扫，但是呢，我们知道，如果要是打扫的这个厕所，就会让它变得干净，而且 Krishna 就会开心。所以呢，我们就这么做了。我们这么做了以后呢，就会让自己有进步。
So that's how it works. In fact, you make more advancement when you do something you don't want to do, but you do it for Krishna's pleasure. You make more advance than just doing what I really like. You know, I just like having a big feast and that's my service. No. Somebody has to clean up. You may not like to do that.
去做一些为了取悦 Krishna 而我们自己不想做的事情，这会让我们比只是去做那些我们喜欢做的服务，要让我们更加的能够取得进步。比如说，我们只想荣耀大餐，我们就只做这个服务，不是这样的。那我们是，比如说这个关于打扫这件事情，那总得有人去打扫呀。
All right.
Yeah, yeah, Maharaj. Thank you very much.So the next question? The next question is from PPLU. The question is like this. 顶拜敬爱的 Gurudev, 请问经典上说奉献者没有业报，但有的奉献者甚至 Guru 得重病，带着病痛离开了躯体。Krishna 是仁慈的，为什么会有这样的安排呢？ Please accept my humble obeisances. My question is that according to the Sastra, it is the devotees won't have any karmic reaction. However, there are some devotees, even some gurus, they left the body with very severe disease. However, Krishna is very merciful. Why Krishna have such arrangements?
We have karma from our past.We're not creating new karma as long as we're serving Krishna. But we have these bodies. The body is created by our karma. We're born in a certain kind of body.
我们在过往的生世中呢是有业报的。那么当我们开始服务 Krishna 之后呢，我们就不会再创造新的业报。但是我们有现在这具躯体，这具躯体就是由于我们的业报所导致的。
But,Krishna, he may have a devotee have cancer and suffering, but like Prabhupada, he was suffering so much, but he was showing us how to live, you know, in spite of all the difficulties. So Krishna may be doing that. We may have some karma to use up, so we finally surrender everything to Krishna.
那一位奉献者呢，他也许可能由于得了癌症，然后呢会大受其苦。那比如说像 Srila Prabhupada， 他其实就是受了很多痛苦的，但是呢他是利用他的这种痛苦来向我们展示应该如何以正确的方式去离开这具躯体。
And when a devotee,
so sorry, Maharaj, I still have one more thing to say. 所以说呢，就是 Krishna 他利用了我们的这样的这个业报的这种方式去展示。
Everybody's going to die anyway, but...
因为所有的人都 总得死，肯定是会死的。
But like when a devotee, especially, you know, a well-known devotee is sick, then it inspires so many devotees to pray and become very compassionate and concerned about another devotee. And that's also good. Like Bhakti Charmaj, you know, devotees all over the world are chanting 24 hours a day, you know. So he inspired, even in leaving his body, he inspired so much kirtan.
那你比如说如果是一位很著名的奉献者当他要离开躯体的时候那他呢就可以激励着其他的奉献者的祈祷唱诵还有对于其他人所展示的怜悯之情。比如说像 Bhakti Charmaraj, 当他在离世的时候他激励了很多很多的人而且呢他就他的这个离世的这件事情使得世界范围内唱响了很多的 kirtan。
So, you know, we don't try to know exactly why Krishna does anything. You know, he does what's best for everybody.
所以呢我们并不知道 Krishna 他为什么会做这些事情但是呢他所做的每一件事情都是最有寓意每一个人的。
And we're not always able to understand.
而且我们呢也并不是总是都能够理解。
And we shouldn't try to think why did Krishna do this, you know.
而且呢，我们也不要去使劲的去想为什么 Krishna 要这么做呢。
Like when Giriraj Swami first met Prabhupada, he asked a question.
比如像这个 Srila Giriraj Maharaj, 他第一次见到 Srila Prabhupada 的时候呢，他就向 Srila Prabhupada 问了一个问题。
He said, "Why did Krishna make the material world?"
他就问到，他说为什么 Krishna 会创造这个物质世界呢？
No, because it's full of birth, death, disease, and old age.
因为这物质世界里面是充满了生老病死。
Prabhupada said, he didn't make it, you made it.
然后 Srila Prabhupada 说 Krishna 没有创造这物质世界，是你创造的这物质世界。
Because some souls get the desire to enjoy separately from Krishna, so Krishna makes the material world to fulfill our desire.
因为有一些灵魂呢，他有这种愿望。想要离开 Krishna 并且呢自己来独立的享受所以呢 Krishna 为了要满足这些人的愿望所以就创造了物质世界
All right
Yes Yes So the next question
Sometimes devotees you know they get this wrong idea because they hear the guru takes all your karma and then they thinkNothing bad will ever happen to me again. I'll never have an accident. I'll never get sick. That's not exactly right.
所以有的时候呢，这个奉献者他就会有这种错误的概念。他会觉得哦，那孤儿他拿走了我所有的业报。那这样一来呢，就是不会有任何的坏的事情发生在我的身上了。比如说，我也不会生病了，我也不会遭遇车祸了，并不是这样的。因为我们现在依然还是在这个物质世界。我们依然还是在这个物质世界，我们依然还是在这个物质的躯体里面。
Devotees, some devotees, you know, when they saw Prabhupada so sick towards the end of his life, and they were thinking, "Oh, why has this happened to Prabhupada?"
那么有的时候呢，这个奉献者他就会在想，因为他们看见Srila Prabhupada病得这么的严重。这么痛苦，然后大家就会在想，为什么这样的事情会发生在 Srila Prabhupada 身上呢
？And Prabhupada said, "Haven't you understood what I taught you? You know, this is the nature of the material body. The bodies wear out and die."
Srila Prabhupada 就会说，难道你对于我所教你的这些内容你都没有理解吗？那么这就是在这个物质世界，那有这个物质躯体，这个物质躯体它就是会死的。
Right?
Yes.
Okay, next.
Yeah, the next question is from Sangeet Bani Kauri. Sangeet Bani Kauri Mataji. 顶拜孤辱，当一个人或环境不允许时，如何 kirtan 或向 Krishna 祈祷。Please accept my humble obeisances. When we are not in the proper condition or situation, how to chant kirtan or how to pray to the Lord? I think she's saying that you know, if she is with somebody which is not proper for her to do the kirtan, then how to do it?
And just think about it.
但如果是环境不允许进行 kirtan 的时候呢，就想着 kirtan 就好了。
Depending on the person, sometimes you can talk about yoga, but not bhakti directly. But from Bhagavad Gita, you can talk about jnana yoga or karma yoga.You know, and that's also kirtan.
那么这个取决您在和谁在一起。比如说，您和您在一起的这个人，您不太适合跟他讲述 bhakti 瑜伽的话，你可以跟他讲述一些关于瑜伽的话题，比如说 dhyani 瑜伽呀，或者是其他的瑜伽方面的话题。那么当在讲述这个话题的时候呢，其实也是在进行 kirtan。
And in different ways, Krishna is forcing, making people think of Krishna.
然后或者呢，以各种各样的不同的方式，使人们能够想起 Krishna.
Here in Indonesia now, the television is very interesting. What's on television?
那比如说在这儿，在印度尼西亚呢，在电视里面就有很有意思的信息节目。
2:30 in the afternoon, there's Mahabharata.
在两点半，下午两点半的时候呢，会放 Mahabharata.
Then after that is Love and Kush.
然后在这之后呢，
Love and Kush are the sons of Ramchandra.
Okay, 是 Kush 的爱。那么这个呢，是关于主 Ramchandra 的歌。
And then for 3 hours, there's another Indian show called Radha Krishna. It has all of Krishna's pastimes. And everybody's watching it. It's very super popular.
然后在这之后呢，就会有三个小时的关于 Radha Krishna 的一个节目。那么在这个节目里面呢，就会上映关于 Radha 和 Krishna 的各种各样的小时光。那所有的人呢，都会看这个节目。
But maybe that's not on in China. Maybe it will come. But anyway, sometimes we just have to be friendly with people. And that way they like you, and then they gradually know that you have something. You know, we always want to just be friendly with everybody. Some people we can't talk about Krishna for whatever reason at work, or can't just make their time just anyway.
那也许可能呢，就是在电视里边上演 Radha 和 Krishna 这样的逍遥时光的这种节目，可能还要隔一段时间才有可能在中国发生。但是呢，总体来说呢，所有的奉献者他要做的事情呢，就是总要非常友好的对待所有的人。那也许可能没有办法直接的和人家去讲述关于 Krishna 的话题，但是呢，你要做到去和别人友好。
Okay.
Yeah, the next question. 顶拜孤辱及群里的奉献者，请问Krishna 手中的笛子代表什么？ So this question is from Wei Yue Miao. She's asking, very humble obeisances to you and to all the devotees. And she's asking what the flute in Krishna's hands. And she's asking, what's the meaning of the flute in Krishna's hands?
He plays the flute.
那 Krishna 就是喜欢吹笛子。
And of course, his flute playing is, there's so many things about his flute, but, you know, his flute playing, it's the most amazing music in the, nobody can comprehend it.
那么 那么关于 Krishna 的这个笛子呢是有很多的故事的，但是呢Krishna 他所吹奏的这个笛音是没有任何其他的这个音乐可以相比拟的，而且呢也是让人难以理解的。
So, you know, that's Krishna's musical instrument.
And when he
plays that, rocks melt, rivers flow backward.
那么这个是 Krishna 他的用的乐器，那么当他一吹的时候呢，这河流的流向都倒过来了。
The gopis come running.
Gopi 们也开始奔跑。
Yeah, so many things. But,
所以有很多这方面的。
Many of the cowherd boys have flutes. You know, it's just.
但是大部分的牧牛童都是有笛子的。
All right.
Yeah. So, this week's question, there was a long list of questions here. The first question is from Rajendra Prabhu. 顶拜 Maharaj, 顶拜主持。本节诗提到不欣喜不悲伤。一般人得到喜欢的东西呢就会喜洋洋。遇到不喜欢的东西呢就会灰太狼。人都有自己喜好和厌恶。这不也是生命力的特征吗？既不喜欢也不厌恶，不就成了非人格了吗？超人与这些层面是什么意思呢？ Rajendra Prabhu said that, please accept my humble obeisances to you. Well, in this verse, it is said that we're not showing the happiness or lamentment. However, for most of the people,When they encounter the things they like, they will be very happy. However, they get the things that they don't like, they will be very depressed. This is, like and dislikes showed by people. This is also the science to shows about the life. If we are showing showing our equal poise to dislike and likes, isn't that become the impersonalist way of handling things? And also, transcendence, all of this, what does that mean? Transcendence, what does that mean?
Yeah, that's like Krishna's saying, you know, we want to change the material world.To be too excited about something good, because everything is temporary. So if we get too excited about something good, then we're going to be depressed when we lose it. So we should just accept things and use them for Krishna. And if we cry and cry over what we lose, then we'll just be depressed and full of anxiety and anger and whatever, you know.
那 Krishna 他给我们的教导呢是我们需要做一些转变，那么当我们在这个世界，就是我们在这个世界上会为一些事情悲伤或者是开心的时候呢，我们应该把它转变成是对 Krishna 去悲伤。那比如说我们失去了一些东西，我们就会为他而哭。
All right.
We
want to uplift people.
对，而且呢，就是在这个 Krishna 说，在这物质世界所有的这些东西，它都是短暂的。那所以我们其实是想把人给提升。But Rajendra Prabhu here asked that.
You can be happy when you get something, but not overly excited about it and attached like a madman, because we have better things to think about. We want to serve Krishna. Become happy when we get Krishna's service.
当你得到了你喜欢的这个东西的时候呢，你是可以表现出你是很开心很高兴的，但是呢不要像其他的人那样表现出那种疯狂的依附和开心，因为我们有更多的事情可以去让我们思考，那我们内心想的呢是要为 Krishna 做服务。
OK。
OK. Marjana Prabhu said that if we I think you answer it. Marjana Prabhu, 如果要是咕噜没回答您这问题，您再跟我说一声，我再问一下啊。我觉得好像咕噜回答。Marjana Prabhu continue ask, 尊敬老师，我不接受正式启迪就感觉灵性没有安全感，这是什么样的思想？正常的思想吗？Respectful teacher, my question is that if I don't accept the official initiation, then I feel I am not secure in spiritual, I don't have the spiritual security. What kind of thought of this is? Is this a right thought?
Yeah, that, you know, devotees want to get initiated. They want to surrender to Krishna, but, you know, we have to develop faith so that we can do that.
那当然这个奉献者呢，他是希望能够得到启迪，他希望能够向 Krishna 皈依，但是呢，我们为了要得到这个这样的启迪呢，我们必须要让自己要增加信心。那在有了更多的信心之后呢，我们才能够得到这样的启迪。
If we practice the process, then we will develop faith and we'll come to be qualified for initiation.
那当我们在不断的在习练的过程中。
Someone may not be initiated, but they're trying to become qualified. That's the same. In Krishna's eyes, the same. But if someone thinks, I don't need initiation, I'm advanced anyway, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, then they won't be, you know, Krishna won't give shelter because they don't want it.
那么当我们在这个不断的这个练习的过程中呢，使自己得到提升，而且有更多的信心，然后呢我们就能够得到启迪了。但是当一个人他如果是还没有得到启迪，但是呢他在努力的在练习的这个过程中，那么 Krishna 能够看到这一点，那这会儿 Krishna 也是会给他庇护的。所以在这样的一种状态下，他有没有启迪其实他都是一样的。但是如果有些人觉得我不需要启迪，我只是自己念诵就好了，那我觉得我什么都有。那如果在这样的状态下，其实 Krishna 是不会给他庇护的，因为他不需要 Krishna 的庇护。
Okay.
Yeah. Then the next question from Panchatattva Prabhu, Hare Krishna, Divine Maharaj 和所有的奉献者。圣帕法德有那么多的神兄弟，他们为什么不帮助圣帕法德？这难道是 Krishna 的意愿吗？ Hare Krishna, please accept my humble obeisances to you and to all the devotees. Srila Prabhupada has that many god brothers, but why they don't assist Srila Prabhupada for his mission? Is this also the willingness from Sri Krishna? Is this also the will from Sri Krishna?
We don't, you know, everything is controlled by Krishna, and he fulfills our desires.
所有的一切呢都是由 Krishna 所控制，那 Krishna 他会满足我们的愿望。
So I guess, you know, Krishna wanted to give Prabhupada all the credit. You can say that.
那我们可以一种方式的理解就是 Sri Krishna 他希望把所有的功劳全部都归于 Srila Prabhupada.
Prabhupada asked them, but they didn't want to. They all had their own temple, and they were happy with that.
Srila Prabhupada 其实请求他的神兄弟们能够帮助他，但是所有的这些神兄弟们都有自己要去服务的庙，所以呢，他们已经感到心满意足了，所以他们就不想帮助 Srila Prabhupada.
So So one God brother said, I have my own temple and I'm the big man there, even though it's not so big.
那么其中的一位神兄弟他就说呢，说我有我自己的庙，而且我在那儿呢是主持，就是我在那儿是老大，虽然说那个庙并不是很大。
He said, but you are super big, and if I join you, I'll be very small.
他说呢，但是你呢超大，如果我要是加入了你的话呢，那我就会变得很渺小。
So he said, I would rather be the big man in a small place than a small man in a big place.
对呢，他说我宁愿是在一个。
That's the reason. Now, other ones I don't know.
那么至少然后他就说呢，所以呢我宁愿是我这个小庙里的大僧人，而不想成为你那个大庙里的一个小人物。所以呢至少这个人他不帮助沙帕巴是出于这样的原因，但其他人是为什么我就不知道了。
Everybody has their own, you know, reasons.
每个人都有自己的原因。So the next question from Rajendra Prabhu. 我害怕冒险，既然为 Krishna 冒险也惧怕，在家里服务不也能进步吗？家里有美丽的神坛，有好吃的 prasadam， 邀请奉献者来我家联谊，在家里舒服服的念石头圈，读帕帕的书，不也能进步吗？请有勇气的奉献者冒险，我做后勤支援的服务可以吗？ I am afraid of taking risk. Even take the risk for Lord Krishna, I'm also afraid of it. Actually, if I am just doing service at home,isn't that true? I also can make progress. Say, for example, I have very beautiful deity at home. I have a beautiful altar at home. I have very tasty prasadam at home. I can invite devotees to come to my home for association. Then I can be very comfortably to chant my 16 rounds at home and read Srila Prabhupada's books at home. Isn't true, through all of this, I also canmake advancement. So in that case, is that okay for those courageous devotees to take risk? But I am just behind them to support them, to serve them. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's okay, maybe. But at least invite other people to your house and give them prasadam and worship your deities.
这是可以的。但是至少呢，您要请奉献者来到您的家里边，然后崇拜神像，联谊，荣耀 prasadam。
Yeah.
Yeah.
Share your, you know, if you have so much mercy, if you share it, you'll get more advancement more quickly.
那因为你有这么多的仁慈，所以呢，你要把你的这个仁慈分享给其他的人。当你把你的仁慈分享给其他人之后呢，你就会更加快速的取得进步。So next question, Maharaj.
Yeah.
And the next question from Radhananda Mataji.顶拜深哈利克什纳，深深的顶拜敬爱的圣古德瓦。梵歌第十二章第十七世节这个世界里描述的境界，是不是必须精通了灵性的经典，完全按照经典的教导去生活的奉献者才能够有这样的境界呢？或者说，已经得到了 Krishna Prema 的奉献者才有这样的境界呢？如何练习才能够得到既谦卑又得体，而绝不是装模作样的虚假言行呢？感恩翻译妈的，谢谢您，感恩主持人，感恩所有的奉献者。Her question is like, firstly, please accept my very, very humble obeisances to you, Srila Gurudev. In this verse of today, chapter 12, verse number 17, isn't that true for those who very learned about Shastra, and also has to be follow the Shastra's teaching to live. And for those type of people can reach the situation as is described in this verse. Or in another word, isn't true that only for those devotees who has already reached the prema, the Krishna prema, then they can be in this type of, realizational situation. But how to practice for us to be like that? You know, we can be very properly to behave for ourselves, but at the same time, we are not artificially to or hypocritically to do things. Thank you very much.
Just practice sadhana, you know, the regular basic things. Just like anything else, if you're doing exercise to build up your body or you're dieting, just do it regularly and you get the result. You know, have faith. If you're walking somewhere, keep walking.
Right?
And you'll get there. So keep chanting.
就是有规律的、有信心的去进行我们的萨达纳。那么就好像每天，如果我们要是锻炼我们的身体的话，那我们就必须得每天都得去吃健康的食物去做这个锻炼，然后这样慢慢的我们的这个身体才能够健康起来。那么同样也是如此，既然我们现在是走在这条这个正确的这条路上，我们就继续往接着往前走就好了，就接着萨达纳，接着念诵，接着念诵。Mahari, are you going to say more or next question?
Yeah. What we keep stressing is the basics, you know. The basic sadhana, no matter how advanced you are, you keep doing it. You keep chanting Hare Krishna. You keep following the regular principles. Your consciousness changes, but your activities will stay the same. But if you don't do the activities, you'll never get to the higher consciousness. Just keep doing it. No matter how you feel, no matter how much you have to see, to believe the scripture and see other people making advancement and realize I can also make advancement.
就是我们,
anything you want to do. If you're going to school, you know, it's hard to study and take all the exams, even if you have a headache or, you know, people don't like you or so many things, right? But you just keep going.
休息的这个时候，无论我们是取得了多大的这种进步，无论是多么的精进，那么要做的事情都是一样的，都是要不断的去念诵，不断的去遵守这些规范原则。这个从外在上来看呢，我们所做的这个事情都是一样的，没有任何的区别。但是知觉发生了变化，但是知觉的发生的这个变化呢，是在不断的在做同样的这个事情的这个状态下，才让自己发生的这个变化。那你比如说我们在学习的时候也是如此，就无论我们这个学习是多么的困难，多么的艰难，或者说是生病了，或者是别人不喜欢我们，但是呢，我们无论怎样都要不断的继续的去学习，否则的话，如果你要不学习，不继续的去做这个萨那这个休息的话，是没有办法取得进步的。
Okay.
Yeah. So the next question.From Dowji Mataji,
明
白故的莲花族嫉妒是最后一个需要去去除的坏品质吗？ Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Isn't true that jealousy is the last bad quality needs to be removed?
It needs to be removed. But if they're all connected, lust, greed, anger, jealousy, they're all connected.
那么嫉妒确实是需要被去除的品质，但是呢，嫉妒它是和色欲啊、愤怒啊、贪婪啊和所有的这些品质都是连接在一起的。
jealousy is definitely, Prabhupada said that spiritual world is based on love and the material world is based on envy.
但是这个嫉妒确实还是挺要命的。罗爸爸说呢，这个灵性世界是基于爱的，物质世界是基于嫉妒的。
So it all, like it's all connected with this Bhagavad Gita verse.
那就好像全都是和这个《博伽梵歌》的这个世界相连接在一起一样。
So it says, "Don't get too excited about good things, because if you're like that, then when someone else gets something good, you're going to be envious. Why didn't I get it?"
那么这里面就讲到了。
All connected.
那么这里面就讲到了，当你就是得到了你所喜欢的东西的时候呢，就不要太过于的激动跟兴奋。的原因就是说，当如果别人得到了一些你也喜欢的东西，但是你没有得到的时候，这会儿你就会觉得很嫉妒，就会在想，哎，为什么我没有得到这个东西呢？所以所有的这些都是连接在一起的，关联在一起的。
All right.
Yes, Maharaj. So,
it's all connected.
One
by one. But Krishna says in the beginning, lust is the basis of all the other lust, greed, anger, envy. That everything is based, starts with lust. So work on the lust.
If you're
lusty, you'll be envious of someone who has what you want. Very simple.
但是 Krishna 他就说呢，所有的这一切都是基于色欲的。那么由于色欲呢，就产生了愤怒、嫉妒、贪婪。那么就是由于这个色欲，使我们对于我们想要的这个东西有了嫉妒心。
All right.
Yeah. So the next question from Draupadi Manaji.感恩尊敬的 Guru Maharaj, 顶拜您的莲花族。刚才听到您讲到我们应该为了让 Krishna 高兴才会取悦家人，不是通过取悦家人来取悦 Krishna 吗？如果只是服务神像念诵，不顾及家人的需要和感受，感觉会有多麻烦，会有很多麻烦，感觉会有很多麻烦。Hare Krishna, Srila Guru Maharaj, Gurudev,Please accept my very humble obeisances to your lotus feet. Just now I heard you say that we please the family member is because we want to please Lord Krishna. We have this thinking of pleasing Lord Krishna. But isn't that true that we please the family member first and then we please Lord Krishna?It seems that if we only serve the deity and chanting the holy name, but we ignore the needs and the feel of the families, it seems that we will bring us some trouble.
No, Krishna is in the heart. We don't just serve the deity. We have to serve everybody because Krishna is in everyone's heart. Just staying home with your deity and only doing that.Is Kanishta more advanced as you try to help others. So you have to be kind, you have to treat people nicely, but you have to know that it's because they're part and parcel of Krishna.
那是这样的 ,Krishna 呢他是在每个人的内心之中。所以呢当我们在这个服务神像的时候，我们其实是在服务着每个人内心中的神像。那么我们只是在家里面为了服务神像而去服务神像，这是处于 Kanishta， 也就处于初级的层面。那我们必须呢要为别人也去展现我们的怜悯之情，因为我们知道所有的人都是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。
All right.
Yes.
That's what you don't understand when you say just serve Krishna. You chant Hare Krishna, you're serving Krishna.You give someone prasadam, you're serving Krishna. You know, you don't even have to tell them it's prasadam. But still, it's Krishna in the heart.
那么因为 Krishna 是在每一个人的内心里面的，所以说呢，当你对着别人再去唱诵 Hare Krishna 的时候呢，这会儿你其实就是在服务 Krishna。当你把这个 Prasadam 派给别人的时候呢，也是在服务 Krishna。虽然说别人并不知道是在服务 Krishna， 但是因为 Krishna 在每一个人的内心之中，所以就以这样的方式就服务了 Krishna。So the next question?
Yes.
From 喜宝 Mataji， 顶拜咕噜和老师们，我是从佛法转到 Krishna 知觉的，最初是被 Shrapapa 的书所吸引，后来被 Mahamantra 的净化作用，得到了印度朝圣后被圣地圣人的力量所震撼。我今天的问题是，如果把回归 Krishna 的 Goloka 灵性世界作为灵魂的终极目标，那我应该如何在当下的物质生活中制定小目标，踏踏实实的一边同时履行踏踏实实的一边同时履行生而为人的各种职责，一边同时让灵性稳定成长呢？感恩。 Maji said that sheconverted to Krishna consciousness from Buddhism teaching, and she was attracted by Srila Prabhupada's book initially, and then she got purified from chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and then she got the chance to go to the Holy Dharm, and then she was really impressed by the Holy Dharm and also the holy peoples there, the saints there. So the question of today is that if my ultimate goal is go back to Goloka Vrindavan, then how can I, you know, make up some sub-goals now to, you know, deal my present material life? And at the same time, I can, you know, perform all of my duties as a material person, but at the same time, I also can be very steadily to making progress in my spiritual practice. Thank you.
Okay. Where does this person live?
喜宝是住在哪里呢？ I don't know. 其实喜宝，妈子姐，咕噜问您是住在哪里？
Say you live in Beijing.
比如说您是生活在北京。
And you want to go to Shanghai.
比如说你想去上海。
So, to go to Shanghai, you have to maybe have a holiday from your work, then you have to buy a ticket, then you have to get on the train, you know, step by step.
那么比如说你要是去上海的话呢，你可能得从工作上得有调出假期才行，然后呢，你还得买车票。然后呢，你还得上车，所以呢，就是这要去到上海是需要一步一步的过程的，所以呢，你必须要有耐心，要等。
So the goal is to that we have completely surrendered to Krishna, then that is Goloka.
那所以说这个目标呢，就是我们要完全的皈依于 Krishna, 那这就已经是 Goloka 了。
So like everything, you have to practice. You have to do your sadhana.Study the books, but also live in the material world.
那所以就跟其他的事情是一样的，就是您必须要进行你的 sadhana 的修行，你要这个念诵圣名，但是呢，与此同时，你又必须要在这个物质世界中生活。
And if you read the Bhagavad Gita, then you get answers for these questions.
而且呢，您在读《国家梵歌》的时候呢，其实您在读的过程中就能够找到您的问题的答案。
If you look at the Ishopanishad,
如果你要是读《至尊奥义书》
，And let me see exactly which verse it is.
我来找找这个师姐。
Vijyam cha vijyam cha yastad vedavayam saha vijyayam ritam tirtva vijyayam ritam ashnute. It's number 11.
是第十一诗节。
Very important book.
至尊奥义书是一本非常重要的。
Verse number 11.
第十一世界，至尊奥义书的第十一世界。
One who can learn the process of nations and transcendental science side by side can transcend the influence of repeated birth and death.And enjoy the full blessings of immortality.
人只有通过学习无知的程序，而且通过这超人的知识，才能够超越这不断轮转的生死。的影响，并且呢，享受永生的全然的祝福的快乐。
All right, so study that. We have to live in the material world, but we don't want to make it, you know, that we have no, that we just want to enjoy the material. We have to live in it, so.And do our work and do whatever we have to do so that we have, we can also chant the holy name. And
instead of
Okay? It's a long purport, and if you study that, it will answer your question much more than...
所以我们后面我们这个找一下这个至尊奥义书的第十一世节来好好看一下。然后呢这个要旨很长，那咕噜说呢在这个要旨里面就能够很细致地回答您的问题。
Then another verse 14 is explaining it.
然后还有一个下面的这个世界就是第十四世界就解释了这一点。
Further.
更多的解释。
Sambuddhim cha, vinasam cha, yastadvedo, layam saha, vinashena mircham tirtva, sambuddhyamritam, ashnute. One should know perfectly the personality of Godhead.And his transcendental name, form, qualities, and pastimes.
就人呢，他应该完美的去了解。这是第十四世界，人应该完美的了解至尊人格首神 Sri Krishna 以及他超然的名字、形象、品质和消失光。
As well as the temporary material creation with its temporary demigods, men and animals.
与此同时呢也需要去了解这短暂的物质的创造它是由短暂的半身人就是与此同时也要了解这个短暂的半身人人和动物以及所创造出来的这短暂的物质创造
When one knows these, he surpasses death and the ephemeral cosmic manifestation with itAnd in the eternal kingdom of God, he enjoys his eternal life of bliss and knowledge. That answers your question.
一个超越了这一点的人，我看啊，稍等啊。当人了解这一切以后呢，他就会超越死亡以及这宇宙的展示。并且能够了解这永恒的神的国度，他就会永远的在极乐和知识中享乐。
So we do our activities in the material world, but for Krishna, we offer the results to Krishna.
对呢，我们要在这个物质世界呢继续去从事我们的活动，我们应该做什么就做什么。但是呢，我们做这些活动呢，都是为了 Krishna 去做，为了爱 Krishna 去做。 所以呢后面我们看一下第十一、okay. 学一下第十一世界和第十四世界、
next.
Yes, the next question
next.
Yeah, the next question is from、Varshana Sundari Mataji Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru Maharaj 感恩咕噜甜美的甘露咕噜说由三百多位 Mataji 一起编写了书籍书的名字可以再说一下吗哪里可以请到呢感恩咕噜顶拜每一位奉献者莲花组 Marj, she's asking that book's name. Could you give the book again and the name again?
No,
I'm sorry.
Isho Upanishad.
Sorry, Marj.
It's one of our most important books.
No, Marj, this is different question. She's asking the name of the book for those edited by 300 Matajis.
Oh, it's called The Bond of Love.
The bond of love, 就是爱的连接。And she is asking where is that book?
From Amazon.
在亚马逊上可以买到这本书。
It's available on Amazon.com.
Amazon.com 可以拿到这本，可以找到这本书。Bond of love.
B-O-N-D.
Yeah. 对，叫爱的纽带，爱的连接。Okay. 下面一个问题 ，Pusti Devadasi， 达摩达尔还有几天？How many days left for Damodar? Kartika months.
The 30th is the last day.
30号是最后一天。The next question.
But it's okay to do it. It's okay to do it every day, all the time, every year, all year.
但是我们可以把这一年的每一天都当成 Damodar 月的这一每一天中去度过。嗯。Yes, Maharaj. 然后下面一个问题呢是来自于 Ratanamala Mataji 的 Hare Krishna, 顶拜 Guru. 请教 Guru 在服务家人时真的有不情愿的心态源于我休息的源于他们对我休息的反对这种不想服务的心态是不是不臣服也是反叛 Krishna 的倾向吗顶拜的莲花族Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj, please accept my vulnerable obeisances to you. Actually, I have some negative feeling to serve my family because they have some objection to my practice to Krishna consciousness. So isn't this also because I am not that surrendering to the Lord? And also, is this also from the, intention of, have the rebellion mood to Lord Krishna. Because I feel
almost everybody has problem, you know, with their family when they first become devotees.
那么当每一个人在最开始成为奉献者的时候基本上都是会和家人有问题的。
So you should talk to other devotees, you know, it's just a test that we have to balance between, you know, we don't want to become fanatic and reject our family, unless they're completely demoniac, but, you know, we have to be kind to them and nice and gradually they'll see that it's good for you.
所以说呢，我们应该和其他的奉献者聊聊这方面的这个话题。那么，所以我们呢是要对就是我们要把我们的这个灵性生活和家庭的这个生活要进行平衡那我们要很好的去善待我们的这个家人除非这个家人他真的是非常的魔性的还有呢就是对然后呢因为我们的家庭生活它只是物质世界的一部分所以呢我们要去应对 然后慢慢的其实这个家人他就会觉得我们其实是对他是对他们好的，这个 Krishna 知觉是对他们有益的。
Prahlad Maharaj's family wasn't so happy with him being a devotee.
Prahlad Maharaj, 因为他是奉献者，他的家人对他也不是特别的好。
Most of our parents are not that bad, but they don't know. So gradually we have to see that you're still a good person, you're still an ordinary person, you know, you're still kind and you still love them, and then they change.
那么这个我们的家长大部分的家长都不会像我们大部分的
it's too complicated our karma for many many lifetimes but Krishna just trying to help us surrender and be you know be real devotees
我们大部分的家人呢都不会像 Hiranyakashipu 那么的邪恶，他们只是不知道Krishna 这回事儿，那么我们呢就这个要就是要对他们要好，然后呢 Krishna 他也是根据这样的这个方式在训练我们能够变得更加的臣服。
Okay.
Yeah.The next question, Pushpa Sara Mataji, invite Guru Maharaj. 请问神像请到家里，我们是把它视为贵客，还是当作神来崇拜？谢谢您。My question is that when we invited the deity to come to our home, do we consider the deity as our very prestige guest, or we consider the deity as the god? Thank you.
In your home, of course, we know he's God, but he's also, it's not the same as in the temple, where he's the supreme lord and we have to serve him according to many rules and timings and regulations. At home, he's like a guest, so, you know, we serve him as best we can.
那在家里的这个神像呢，虽然我们知道他是神，但是呢他和在庙里面所崇拜的神像是不一样的，就是说在庙里面我们是需要遵守各种各样的规范，要遵守各种各样的时间去崇拜，但是在家里面的时候呢就不是这样，在家里面呢我们把这个神像呢更看作是一位贵客，然后呢我们要竭尽全力的去服务这位客人。
All right.
Then the last question from Radhananda Mataji. 灵性生活由至尊主 Krishna 本人直接管理，我们能否灵性进步也只有 Krishna 说了算，而被授权的导师则是主 Krishna 实践管理的管道和工具，可以这样理解吗？非常感恩。She's saying that the spiritual life is directly to be managed by Lord Krishna. And if we can make any progress in the spiritual life, it also depends on Lord Krishna if we want to make that progress. So can we understand that the empowered spiritual master is the channel and theinstrument for Lord Krishna to make us to be managed by him and also can be making progress in the spiritual life?
Yeah, everything depends on the spiritual master, just like the Damodar Leela. Because Narada Muni wanted these boys to get mercy, Krishna gave it. So the spiritual masterIf you please the spiritual master, then Krishna is pleased and he'll take care of you.
是的，所有的一切都取决于灵性导师。
Do it without the spiritual master, then you'll be in trouble.
所有的一切都取决于灵性导师。比如说，在当代的这消失光里面，那么 Narada Muni 他是因为想让这两个男孩得到 Sri Krishna 的仁慈， 那么呢，在这样的安排之下，就 Krishna 就给了他们这个仁慈。所以如果我们要是非常取悦了我们的灵性导师的话，那么 Krishna 他就会开心，他就会给我们仁慈。
So whatever it is, that was the last question. Because the time is up. This is our time to stop. 2 hours is
It is the last question. It is the last question. 不是说就是时间到了，这是最后一个问题。
Everybody, thank you very much.
非常感谢大家。
Do I have what?
Do you have 3 minutes after this? I need to talk to you.
Yeah, you can call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yo, rong, yao, gui, yu, ju, hui, de, feng, shua, jie.So, yo, rong, yao, gu, yu, ju, hui, feng, shua, jie. So, yo, rong, yao, gu, yu, ju, hui, feng, shua, jie.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Rama. Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you all very much.
Chie, chie. Hello Krishna, 亲爱的大家，外坤的知音服务员聆听，那今天的早课呢就到此结束了，非常感恩咖啡 Chandra Maharaj 为我们的精彩讲述，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，非常非常谢谢大家提出了这么多的好问题，谢谢 Sati Maharaj 和 Krishna Kumari Mataji 为我们安排的这个平台，那深深的顶拜大家，祝大家在 Krishna 支持之中度过一个美妙的周五， Hare Krishna。